What on earth is it about London? I just can't explain it, except in inadequate terms. I could say, well, I lived here for 18 years and it's always nostalgia to come back to a place that you loved when you haven't been here for a long time. But I have some idea that part of the reason that I'm so pleased to be in London today, exactly where I am, in other words, waiting for the an underground train at Finsbury Park heading to King's Cross, that the reason, part of the reason is that I've had a cold shower. Well, I had a hot shower, and then I poured cold water. I had a cold water on top of the hot water, and I feel, you know, 15 years younger. I don't have a pain in my back. Anyway, all of that stuff, we'll forget about that stuff, which has to do with the physical body. Although, oh my goodness, there's a train passing which is blue, and it looks like one of these Japanese fast bullet trains. It's called Lumo. Anyway, that's not the point. My point is really about why, what it's like to be beside yourself with joy. Another reason is that a few minutes ago I got off a train, and I was just about to record the sound, the random sounds of life on a train in London. Then the train stopped. I looked up and I saw, oh my goodness, I'm at Finsbury Park, let me get off. So I had to get off. But I got off the train and I said, wow. Partly because I went up to a guy and I said to him, excuse me, is this, do I need to change to another platform in order to go? And I must have said, Finsbury Park. And I was at Finsbury Park. And he said, oh, you're here. I said, oh, no, I mean, King's Cross. And he said, yes, change to that platform. And he pointed to the other side of the same platform. Now, if you know underground systems, you'll know that some in London, you'll know that they're not all underground. So Finsbury Park Station, as far as I'm concerned, right here, is not underground. But here was this wonderful humor by this man, young man. Glasses, taller than me, short trousers, shorts, with a backpack, but who looked like as if he knew where he was. Well, he did know where he was, and I didn't. And I revel in the London experience. Once again, I also think it has something to do with the fact that I've been here for a few days. I've got pent up desire to record the sounds of London, myself talking about London, other me in conversation with other people in London, and the only people I've recorded myself in conversation with is my 1¾ year old. God, I'm not 100% sure of his age, but let us say my grandchild. So I've got all this stuff waiting to burst out, because it, for me, it's a bit like meditation. Recording audio is like meditating. It grounds me. What I mean by that, what I mean by that today is this, that when I'm recording audio, I feel as if my feet are on the ground. I'm talking about the situation I'm in. In other words, I'm noticing it, describing it. I'm talking about the memory of it. I'm talking about the feelings of it. I am feet on the ground, not
you know, daydreaming. No, I'm focused. I got to have a purpose. I mean, I know that somewhere buried within me is a wish that I could have been an audio journalist or something at all like this, you know, or that I could have been a cricket commentator, or that I could have earned my living using my voice. Well, in a kind of way, I did. I mean, I have precious few technical skills. I have some writing skills. I think the train has arrived. Back to the studio.